The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 33, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 12, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
Asau gunamayai bhavai bhuta sukshmendriya atmabhi sa nirmiteshu nidvishto bhungte bhuteshu tadgunar. In the previous verse, we have discussed that naneva bhati vishatma bhuteshu tatha puma. That the living entity, individual soul, and the super soul, so, because the individual soul wanted a certain type of enjoyment, so the super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is making such arrangement. Gunamayi bhavu. That arrangement is made by the material nature. Bhava. Bhava means nature. Gunamayi bhavu. This nature is made of three modes of material nature. And the other nature, in the Bhagavad Gita it says, parastasmatu bhava anna. This bhava, this material creation, it is also bhava. Another bhava, that is sanatana. Parastasmatu bhava anna. Anna means other. Bhakta bhaktya sanatana. Here, the Mahatattva, the total material energy, is called abhakta. Then, when it is agitated by the glance of the Supreme Lord, the three modes of material nature acts. And by interaction of these three modes of material nature, the whole cosmic manifestation come into being. This is the, not theory, this is the fact of creation. Creation, there is machine, or there is electronics working, and the buttons are pushed by the Supreme Lord. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate. His electronic machine is so subtle and powerful that we cannot understand. We say nature. Because due to our ignorance, we cannot explain how the nature is working. We give an evasive reply, just like a flower is coming from the seed. The tree is coming, the flower is coming, the fruit is coming. So we simply give an evasive reply, by nature it is coming. But we cannot explain how it is coming. But there is explanation. Just like in our this tape recording machine, we do not know, we push some button, it is recording. But there is a great manipulation of the machine, that we do not know. As soon as it is not working, because we are ignorant, we go to the mechanic, just find out what is wrong. He knows, he puts the things in right way, again it works. So, we take the total working, and we may say, it is working by nature. No. there is brain, there is pushing of button, everything is there. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam hetu nane na kaunteya jagadvi parivartate. Maya dhakshena. I am putting the button. He is putting up buttons and acting of the machine is so subtle and so quick and so immediate that we cannot explain. We think it is automatically. We think that is automatically. Here also gunamai bhavai bhuta sukmendriya atmati. This whole material creation is, there is a brain. It is not a so-called evasive reply automatically. What do you mean? What do you mean automatically? There must be somebody pushing the button, must be working. There is brain. That is really scientific study. Here, there gunamai bhavai, by the three energies, three kind of energies, goodness, passion, and ignorance. These gunamai, these qualities of nature, bhuta sukma indriya, then there is creation of the ego, then creation of the intelligence, mind, then creation of sky, then creation of air, then creation of fire, then creation of water, then creation of land. Bhuta sukhmendriya, the objective of the senses are created, the sense enjoyment objects are created, form is created, taste is created, smell is created. So there is great machinery. It is not that automatically has come out. But behind all these energetic work, the energies, different energies are working. Krishna's energy is so powerful that he puts the potency in a seed. Bijoham sarva-bhutana, Krishna says, bijo means seed. Sarva-bhutana, whatever is coming out, being manifested, the seed, I am. But when seed, I am means, it is manufactured under my supervision. Just find out the seed of a banyan tree, a small grain, like mustard seed, but you sow the seed and a big tree, gigantic tree will come out. Unless the energetic tree is there within the seed, how it comes out? That is Krishna's energy. That is Krishna parasa shakti vividhaya vasade. His energy is so subtle that sabhaviki jnana valakriyat. Sabhaviki. Now from that seed, first of all the trunk will come, the branches will come, then the twigs will come, the leaf will come, and the fabrication of the leaf, everything see wonderful. Everything you see, wonderful. But sabhaviki, as it coming automatically. A creeper is coming, is trying to find out a shelter. As soon as it finds a shelter, immediately captured. You have seen in our Los Angeles, behind my house, the electric post, and the wire, and the creeper is taking shelter and giving flowers and fruits and everything. Sabhaviki. Now, You can say, it has no eyes, how it is seeing, how it is coming here, how it is, and all this squealing. No. The energy is so perfect, the sabhaviti, it is working like nature, automatically. Sabhaviti, there is knowledge. Sabhavika jnana bala kriya. Everything is done by knowledge, by power, and by action. So there is everything. We can see practically how the trees are going, your body, my body, in the same way, everything is coming. Now there are seed, the father and mother, seed. Now within that seed, all these arrangement of the veins, nerves, and fibers, and muscles, and everything was there. You cannot explain how these veins are working. Discrepancy of the working of the vein, I suffered on my finger for so many days. What is that? There was no regular supply of the energy. There was some disturbance in the holes of the veins and nerves. This is the medical science. But as soon as it is cured, the supply is there. Just like when the pipe is jumped, the water does not go and it creates disturbance. Similarly, everything is going on nicely in a machine. And Krishna knows everything. Annayat vatirikam janmadvasya jata annayat itaratascha artheshu avijnana sarat. I do not know how the nerves in my finger became disturbed and how it has become diseased and how it became cured and now it is all right. I do not know, although I claim this is my hand, this is my leg. But I do not know. Therefore, it is not my leg, not my hand. Just like I am living in a room, rented room, that is not my room. If you study in this way, you will find Ishavasamidam Sattvam, everything belongs to God, Krishna. Falsely you are claiming. I do not know how it is working. I have been given the chance to live in this particular world. Otherwise, Krishna is working. I wanted teeth to eat fresh flesh. So Krishna gives us the tiger's teeth, tiger's nail. But how the nails and teeth came into existence, how it is working, how it is set up, that I do not know. That I do not know. That knows Krishna. Annaya, vitirika, artheshu, all the purpose of these instruments, different instruments, bhuta, sukha, indriya. Indriya means senses. How they are working, how the enjoyment, object of enjoyment is supplied, that is all being arranged by Krishna. Aso gunamai bhavai bhuta sukhendriya atma vi sa nirmiteshu nirvishta bhungte bhuteshu tadgunat sa nirmiteshu. We wanted this kind of manufacture. So, Krishna has given me the chance, prakite, by through the agency of prakite, prakite kriyamanani, gunai karmani sarvasa, that is also explained. Similarly, I wanted a body like this to enjoy a certain standard of sense enjoyment. So I enter into this body. I enter into that body. Also, Krishna enters as super soul. Sanirmiteshu nirvishto. Then, bhungte bhuteshu kadguna. Then, what I enjoy? I enjoy the action and reaction of the three modes of material nature. That's actually the enjoyment is in my mind. That is not enjoyment. That is not enjoyment. Real enjoyment is when I am free from this embodiment of five elements, gross elements, and three subtle elements. I have entered into this, and the action and reaction are these five gross elements, three subtle elements. I am enjoying. Actually, I am not enjoying. This is called Maya. There is no enjoyment. It is enjoyment in the mind. The mind is also material creation. Real enjoyment is beyond the senses. Sukham atantikam jatta otindriya grahyam. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Sukham atantikam jatta. The real happiness is not by these gross senses. By transcendental senses we can enjoy. Sukham, real happiness. Therefore, because we are not in that platform of enjoying the transcendental senses, we are trying to enjoy by these gross senses, therefore we are becoming baffled and frustrated. This is the cause of frustration, because that is not the platform of enjoyment. Sukham atam tikam jatat otindriya. Otindriya. Otindriya means beyond this. It is covered. Covered senses, you cannot enjoy. Suppose I cover your tongue with some cloth and then I give you one rasagulla. Can you taste it? What will you taste? There are so many things. If you cover the senses, the real senses, and try to enjoy, with that covering, what will you enjoy? That is not enjoyment. It has to be uncovered. Then you will enjoy. That is indicated. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam tat paratena nirmalam. If you uncover the senses, upadhi, this upadhi, because I am in bodily concept of life, therefore I am thinking I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am black, I am white, I am man, I am woman, I am tree, I am this, I am that. This is covered. How you can enjoy with this covered senses? So you have to uncover. You have to discover. That's discovering. Process is devotional service. The more you are engaged in devotional service, the more your senses become pure or uncovered. And when it is completely uncovered, without any designation, then you are capable to serve Krishna. This is apprenticeship. Vaidha bhakti, that is apprenticeship. Real bhakti, para bhakti, that is raganuga bhakti. That raganuga bhakti, we have to come after surpassing the vaidha bhakti. In the material world, if we do not try to make further and further progress in devotional service. If we are simply sticking to the shastric regulation process and do not try to go beyond that, shastric process also, regulation that is required. Without shastric process you cannot go to that platform. But if we stick to the shastric process only, and do not try to improve ourselves. The shastric process is Kanishtadika, lowest stage of devotional service. Archayamam haraye, jappujang, sadhyahate, natat bhaktesu chanyesu, sa bhakta prakita smita. Generally, people come to this temple, they are very devoted to the deity, they offer their respect, flowers and other things, make the regulatory process circumambulate. This is nice beginning, but one has to go above this. One has to know who is actually bhakta. Who is that? Natat bhakti isu. Charne isu. One has to do good for others. That is madhyamadhikar. If I become satisfied only with this regulative principle for worshipping deity in the temple, and following the regulative principle daily, but if you have no other idea, then sabhakta prakita smitaha. Prakita means on the material platform. Such devotee can fall down at any moment, because he is on the prakita stage, and prakita means this gunamayi prakriti. It is very strong, so any devotee can fall down if he remains prakita bhakta. So he has to raise himself above this, in the madhyamadhika. Here it is said that sannirmiteshu nirvishta bhunte bhuteshu tadguna. So we are not enjoying, actually. We are enjoying the interaction of the three modes of material nature. And we are thinking the same thing as my Guru Maharaj used to say, that licking up the bottle of honey, that is not real honey. You have to open the bottle of the honey and lick up the real honey. Then you will get taste. That is advancement of spiritual knowledge. Satang prasangad mama bija sangvida bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha. Therefore, if we do not associate with the advanced devotees, uttamadhikari, if we simply want to remain in the lowest stage of devotional service, then we are not making progress. Then we shall simply enjoy the material field without entering into the spiritual platform. Bhunte, bhunte bhuteshu tad guna. You have to rise above the modes of material nature. Nirguna. Triguna visayaveda nistriguna bhavarjuna. That is the statement of Bhagavad Gita. In the Vedic instruction, Triguna. Vedic instruction is dealing with the three gunas, the three material modes of nature. Nistriguna bhavarjuna. Nistriguna, what is that? Because when Krishna was asking Arjuna to fight, he was in the Triguna platform, in the material platform. He was thinking, how shall I kill my grandfather? How shall I kill my teacher? How shall I kill my brother? How shall I kill my nephews? This is Triguna vichar, consideration on the material platform. Then Krishna said, nistaiguna bhavarjuna, just become transcendental to the material modes of nature. What is that transcendental material nature? I am asking you to fight, you do it. That is nistaiguna. Krishna is asking him, that is nistaiguna. Taiguna visayaveda nistaiguna bhavarjuna. This is guna. Or nirguna, these two words are there in the Vedic literature. When you speak of guna, that is means these three gunas, three material modes of nature. And nirguna means above these three material modes of nature. So actually, devotional service is above the three modes of material nature. Sagunan samatitta itana brahma bhuyaya kalpa. So, when you are actually in pure devotional service, sarvapadhi vinirmuktam, being freed from the interaction of the three material modes of nature. That is real transcendental stage of devotional service. So we have to try to go to that platform. Otherwise, we shall remain a prakita bhakta, as it is said here, bhumte bhutesu tad guna. We have to become transcendental to the three modes of material nature. That is not very difficult. Simply, one has to become very serious and sincere, that's all. As there are directions in the shastras, as I was speaking in this morning, the shastra, just like Rupa Goswami has given instruction in the nectar of devotion, how to persecute, he begins in the characteristics of devotional service. He says this verse, Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma dhanabhritam anukullena krishna nisrilam bhakti ruttam. We have to begin from this uttama bhakti. Uttama means nirguna or transcendental. Uttama. Uttama udgata tama. Ut means transcendental. When you surpass, tama. Tama means this material world. Anukullena krishnana sriranam bhakti uttama. That is uttama bhakti. That is transcendental. So if we execute devotional service with some material purpose, that purpose may be served, but you cannot rise to the transcendental platform. So we should be very careful that we may not take to devotional service. Even though you take it, still it is recommended that you prosecute to go on with the devotional service by the regulative principle. Then you come to the uttama platform. There is no question of disappointment, but we must know that if we remain on the material platform, then we have to take so much time. From the material platform, we have to go to the spiritual platform. That means we require to follow the regulative principles very strictly and sincerely, then we will be promoted to the nirguna platform. Without performing the regulative principles, one cannot come immediately, all of a sudden. Maybe by the grace of Krishna one can come, but the regular way is, first of all, let us follow the regulative principles strictly. Then gradually we shall be purified and come to the spiritual platform, and that will be successful, success of our life. Thank you very much.